It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Peter Hujar was a New York photographer who lived and worked in the East Village in the 1970s and 80s. When he died of complications from AIDS back in 1987, his work was not well known to the general public. But a new retrospective at the Morgan Library and Museum could change all of that. Joining us now to talk about the show is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
A lot of people probably don't know much about Hujar. Tell us more about him and his photographs.
He's someone you need to know. Peter Hujar, major New York photographer, major American photographer, who flourished in New York in the 1970s and exemplified kind of the edgy, gritty, dangerous life of downtown New York during that era, Maya Lindsay's New York.
This is the first major retrospective of his work. Why do you think he's not as well known as some of his contemporaries like Robert Mapplethorpe?
He was actually very competitive with Mapplethorpe, but Peter Hujar really didn't have what we now call a brand, or what used to be called a consistent vision. He didn't market himself. Mapplethorpe loved publicity and pursued it. Peter Hujar, it was said, wasn't nice to anyone who could ever help his career. That's a quote from Fran Lebowitz, a friend of his. He was cantankerous. He was crabby. He fought with dealers. He was troubled, like most artists. And more importantly, his work encompassed many different styles. So it's not as if there's just one Peter Hujar image. There are portraits of animals that are so tender. There are portraits of characters in New York. There are views of junk on the sidewalk. So it's not as if there's an emblematic Peter Hujar image. The one I always associate with him is his incredible portrait of Susan Sontag, which shows her lying down, possibly on a couch or a bed, wearing a ribbed turtleneck. And I always love the portrait. She looks very beautiful and dreamy and sensual, but I have a whole different view of it now that I've seen it in the context of his show.
Do you see any themes in his images?
Well, yes. Like, he loved to photograph people on beds. So just as he photographed Sontag on a bed, looking almost as primitive as a zebra or some striped animal in that turtleneck, he photographed everybody in bed. And it wasn't a sexy bed. It was just kind of a comfortable bed, because maybe bed is the place where you're most yourself.
And a lot of the people looked sad.
Sometimes they're melancholy, and I think that his life story inevitably adds a layer of melancholy to the photographs. Knowing that he died of AIDS on Thanksgiving Day in 1987 is heartbreaking.
Yeah, now the fact that he was gay, how did that influence his work?
Completely. And he was very open about photographing his lovers and friends and the world he lived in downtown, as it was known, with a capital D in those days, right? I mean, he really exemplifies the downtown life. He, of course, came of age at a time when the female nude was considered the symbol and the epitome of beauty, of classical beauty. And his achievement was to put a male figure and a male nude on a pedestal. At the time, that was a very risky thing to do. Mapplethorpe, of course, followed him, and Mapplethorpe became better known for glorifying the male nude. And I think that was upsetting to Peter Hujar, who had a lot of trouble career-wise.
Now that his work is getting more attention, where do you think he'll fit in the history of contemporary photography and art?
I think that he learned from Avedon and Diane Arbus, and he helped inspire Mapplethorpe and Nan Golden, and he's a crucial link between the generations. His work, by the way, is very polished. Unlike Nan Golden, he wasn't going around taking lurid snapshots of his friends. He was doing beautifully composed, lucid images that really hold their own at the Morgan Library, which, of course, is better known for its medieval manuscripts and Jane Austen
than
pages.
New York in the 1970s.
Exactly. So that's kind of a fun juxtaposition also. It's nice to see him there.
Peter Hujar, Speed of Life, is on view at the Morgan Library and Museum through May 20th. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, thank you.
Thank you, Richard.